People ask often the question, will I have a relationship with my spouse in heaven? After all, the Bible says that there will be no marriage in heaven. Specifically what it says, Jesus said in Matthew 22, at the resurrection, people will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven. Now that's often misunderstood. He's not saying we'll be like the angels in every respect. He's simply saying, in that one respect, we will be like the angels. We won't be married. We won't be given in marriage. So people say, okay, does that mean I won't have a relationship with my spouse? What about with my children? Will I know them? Will I be close to them? I think the answer clearly to both of those questions is yes, we will know them, and yes, we will be close to them. We have many biblical examples of people in heaven knowing each other, of people even who haven't met each other before. Lazarus dies, he sees Abraham, he knows it's Abraham. Even on earth, the disciples who have never seen Moses and Elijah know this is Moses and Elijah. There's every reason to believe that we're going to recognize, that we will remember, we'll probably know people we didn't even know before. And in terms of our families, actually the Bible does not teach there will be no marriage in heaven. It teaches there will be one marriage in heaven. So I won't be married to my wife Nancy, but Nancy and I will be part of the same marriage because we're both part of the bride of Christ, married to Jesus, who is the bridegroom. So I have every reason to believe that I will be closer to my wife Nancy than ever. It's not the end of a relationship. It's taking relationships to a whole new level. Same thing with our children. I can't imagine not having a relationship with Karina and Angela and my grandchildren. In fact, I think that the people that we have lived in close relationship with on this earth, it will be like soldiers who were in battle together in this foreign place, this other part of the planet, who have a lifelong bond because they were in the trenches together. So the people we're in the trenches with right now are close friends. I think there's every reason to believe they will be our closest friends in heaven. It's also very encouraging to know we'll meet many new friends, people that we haven't known in this life. And in some cases, somebody might say, well, I don't have close family. I don't have close friends. Well, if your friends and family are in heaven, you'll be closer to them than you'll ever be. And you may not yet have met the closest friend you will ever have. The closest brother or sister as part of the family of God may be somebody that you won't meet until you're sitting at a dinner table with Christ, who's in charge of the seating arrangements in the new heavens and the new earth. And there's this great banquet where people come from the east and the west, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They sit down at a table together. By the way, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob sitting down at a table together. Father, son, grandson, all in relationship together. That would be yet another indication that we will have ongoing, meaningful, deeper than ever relationships with people who have been precious to us on earth.